The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
You are a very specially designed person of destiny in the body of Christ.
Next on Life Today, from the improbable to the extraordinary, James Robison in this special gathering shows you how to start living amazed.
God wants to pull you up so close that you hear Him say, I love you, you're good. And let me tell you something I found real exciting. If you experience this, it's going to be one of the most revolutionary things you'll ever experience.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm so excited for you to be joining us. You are going to love today's program. It's something new that God's put on our heart, and James is going to be able to share it with you. So thanks for joining us.
Well, we're really talking about living amazed, not just the book Living Amazed, which I'm told has been as great a blessing, many tell me, as anything they ever read. Because the thing that I feel like you're going to see is that I'm the least likely person. So shy, fatherless kid, absolute poverty. Nobody ever picked me for anything, but God chose me, called me, and He's done the same for you. And I don't care how limited you may feel, He is able. And we just had a several-week sharing time with people filling this studio that wanted to grow and live amazed, and that's what I think is going to happen with you over the next days and weeks. Be blessed. We join that time now. A time of sharing. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Life Today. Welcome to Living Amazed, because that's what we're going to be talking about. Let me just point out to you that we're going to be going through a series of programs now for several weeks to literally help you live the way the title of this book implies that we can. And I just have to say, I have lived an amazed life. Beginning with my birth, a 40-year-old hospice nurse is raped by the elderly man's son, who was an alcoholic. The man that she was caring for had an alcoholic son that imposed his affections on a woman. And she conceived, went to have an abortion, a doctor refused to do it. And I was allowed to be born. Now, Betty is here. She's not seated beside me, but she's seated out here in the audience. And she's just beaming, smiling at me. You will notice on a wider shot that Sheila Walsh is sitting right beside her. And then right beside her is Dudley Hall. Many of you may not know Dudley, but Dudley is a student of the Bible. Dudley Hall was used in my life, perhaps, as the greatest instrument and influence to change my life and to literally see a preacher that had been gifted and blessed set free from recurring defeat. Dudley, as you know, operated very effectively and freely in the gifts and gifting of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit was so often not evident in my life. And I asked, can you really be free? And you first couldn't really answer. You knew what I was asking. And then one day you looked at me and said, I'm free. And Dudley, I want to tell you something. I saw it, and I found it. There's another man up here in the audience, Jim Hilton, sitting up here. Jim Hilton was a part of that journey. Jim, I just want to thank you. I talk about the effect in the book, Living Amazed, as I did with Dudley. I want to thank you for being an instrument that God has so wonderfully used. Now, the reason that I've asked you and all these beautiful people here who committed to come for several different, at least 2-hour sessions of us sharing, is that I want you to know that living amazed is not supposed to be something for the unusual situation, or maybe a specially chosen, selected individual. Living amazed is the will of the Father for every one of you right now at home and every one of you here. Those of you here in this studio, you know, I'm not going to be able to look every one of you in the eye every moment, which is normally the way I preach. But right out here, would you just excuse me a minute? There are potentially millions of people who are right there in their home, just like you're right here in the family room. We all want to hear the Father, not just this Father. We want to hear the Father. But you're sitting there, many of you say, I wish I could be there. I wish I had some friends. I wish I could be in that kind of setting. Sometimes it's hard to find that. Here's what I want you to know. You're here because God wants you to know how much He loves you and how special you are to Him. And the reason God led us to do this is because when I wrote the book, Living Amazed, and I had so many people coming up to me and talking to me, they would walk up and tell me how they found Christ many times where I was preaching a crusade, or maybe watching television, or where they came to know the Lord, or where they began to live amazed. And then other people would come up and say, I've never lived that way I want to. But the thing I want you to understand is this is the will of God for every one of us. And here's the thing I need you to hear. And please, please, if I'm looking at this television camera, I want you to understand I'm talking straight to you too. Every one of you. If I look over here, don't leave me. God wants you to understand how special you are to Him. He loves you beyond my ability to adequately describe it or really to clarify it as clearly as it needs to be clarified. You are a chosen generation. You are a very specially designed person of destiny in the body of Christ. And there are no insignificant parts. Sometimes you look at a person that seems to be gifted and they're visible, and you think they're more important than you are, but they're not. You are as important to the will of God as any highly visible preacher or teacher you've ever heard. Interestingly, I know many of you watch various teachers on television or your pastor at your church, and you learn so much from them. They're such a blessing to you. Guess what? I love your teacher, your preacher. One of the things I want to say to you, and I think that teacher, that preacher, that shepherd would say this is true. Do not make a single teacher your source. They're all pointing to the ultimate teacher, to Jesus. They are under shepherds pointing to the shepherd. They are pointing you to the Father that God wants you to have intimate fellowship with all the time. Now, that's the reason you're watching. It's the reason you're here in the studio. You are to grow in the next hours and the next days and the next weeks into a relationship with God that is as real as though He is walking with you all the time. And that is precisely why He has sent the Holy Spirit, another of the same kind, to live in us. So God is saying to you, you are important. You're not overlooked. You are vitally important to me. Do you realize that you can see my hands move? You can see my mouth making expressions and forming words. But there are lungs here that force the air through the vocal cords so I can speak. You don't see them. But I couldn't speak without them. I couldn't speak without the hidden treasures. The most difficult to see organs in your body are the vital organs. I have oftentimes stood in front of a large congregation talking about the importance of each member of the body, and I have pointed at my feet. And in the shoe is a sock covering a foot. You don't see it. How important is it? It's the way I move. It is the foundation upon which I stand that carries me to deliver the message God has put on my heart in a church and all around the world. So how important is that? I tell you what, how about you just look at Romans chapter 10 with me for just a moment. I want you to open your Bible. And you know what I'd like you to do? You know that if you watch Life Today, you know that every Wednesday, we have Wednesdays in the Word. We had Beth Moore for so many years. What a blessing, what a treasure. Sheila Walsh has come with Life Outreach International. She is incredible in the mission outreach with us. She's speaking and teaching continually, but she teaches on Wednesdays. Well, we're asking God, and you will understand this, we're going to be spending a lot of time in the Word together in the coming weeks. Now, you say, James, are you going to bring in the testimonies? Are you going to bring in the guests? Of course, because these are people who have amazing stories. They live amazed, and they're going to share them. One of the things I've always tried to do, because I really believe the Lord led me to do this, I want the focus on Jesus. I'm going to encourage you to look for Him in any source that blesses you. He's revealed Himself in what He created. So we can see Him in His creation. I want you to see Him everywhere you look. And I want you to receive Him through whatever source. But as I said earlier, Don't make any one teacher or any one source the main source. He's the main source speaking through these incredible tributaries. Look at the power of the unseen support in the gospel right here in Romans chapter 10. Whoever will call, verse 13, upon the name of the Lord will be saved. But how then shall they call upon him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Let me just pause right there. How do they preach unless they're sent? What's the bottom line in the proclamation of the gospel to the nations of the world? The one who sends them. When we show you opportunities to save lives, when we show an opportunity to undergird the outreach of a missionary, we are giving you an opportunity to be the bottom line, the one who sends the gospel. You are the supernatural enabler. Please don't see your participation in the gospel with your prayers and your support as insignificant. All the people who are here in this studio, it's a studio that was paid for by the love of God through people like you. All the outreach around the world to go into people's homes and point them to Jesus and win more people to Christ, pray with more people every day than we did in all the citywide crusades all over the world, because you're touching so many lives, and it's all made possible by the love of God through someone like you who sends the gospel. May God help you to realize how much He loves you. Do you know one of the reasons that I ask all of you to come and spend this time with me? Was when I was watching people at Gateway Church the first day that the book Living Amaze was released. And I watched all these people come through the line. So many of them who had met Christ in the outreaches that we had. One lady came up to me and said, James, I heard you in the football stadium in Weatherford, Texas, west of Fort Worth, when I was a teenager. And I met Christ. And I said, in the book, Living Amaze, there's a story about the crusade in Weatherford. I said, I was preaching, and I started talking about how when I began my ministry, most of my outreach was on the parking lots of a Pizza Hut or Pizza Inn or Dairy Queen, and I'd just start talking to the kids and the people there, and all of a sudden, God would show up. And the next thing you know, they would be at the crusade in the stadium. And T.D. Hall is Dudley's older brother. He knew because he was our crusade director for many years, but when he was First Baptist Church Hurst pastor, he saw me do this, and it was miraculous. And so I was telling the story in Weatherford, I said, about witnessing at the Dairy Queen and other places, and all of a sudden, in Weatherford, in the stadium, about 10 kids just walked out, teenagers. I said, hey, where are you going? Where are you going? And they said, we see the Dairy Queen over there. We're on our way to the Dairy Queen. And they left. And as I got to the end of the message, here came a long line of kids back in. All those kids that left, bringing about 20 more kids with them from the Dairy Queen. And when I gave the invitation, virtually every kid they brought came forward. And the lady I was talking to, she said, I was one of the kids from the Dairy Queen. I came to Christ. Now listen to me. If God can just take a bunch of kids who will go over and talk about Jesus on the parking lot, think how often and how effectively He could use you if you would just receive the divine enabling that He freely offers. One of the things that I want you to get, please, is how important you are to His kingdom purpose. Now, please hear what I'm about to say. He did not redeem you. He did not give you new life in Christ. You did not experience salvation to get out of here and get into the eternal kingdom. The moment you were saved, that eternal kingdom came into you. The kingdom of God is in us. It's right here, right now. One of the first messages Jesus preached was repent, for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is right here, right now. You and I are to be so full of the glory of God and the kingdom of God that people see that glory and they wouldn't miss it. You have been left here on a divine assignment. And I want every one of you who are watching me right now to know, if you will give God the opportunity to share His heart with you, you are going to be changed in such a way that you will behold His glory and you will become a manifestation of that glory right here on this earth right now. That's what God wants for you. One of the things that God has put on my heart, and like I said, when I was watching those people come through the line and just looking at their faces, it was as though I heard God say to me, James, please tell all those people. Please tell them how much I love them. Please tell them how much I want to pull them right up to my heart. He says you can share your heart, your burdens, your concerns with Him freely. You can enter the throne room of grace boldly. You don't have to come in frightened. You come in knowing that you're approaching a loving Father that cares about everything you care about, that cares about the desires of your heart and, yes, your dreams. But if you will lose your dream in becoming His dream, and if your main dream would be to fulfill His dream, His wishes, fulfill His kingdom purpose, that's when life really, really begins. I'm praying that you'll get so near the heart of God that you will feel that heartbeat. You know something I've noticed? Kids like to know mom and dad are listening. They like to know mom and dad are watching. How many kids say, watch me? Let me talk to you. Hear this. Dudley, you said to us right before we walked out of here that you had grandsons that really get your attention. Right quick, tell us what happened with those two little grandsons and what one of them said to you just the other day.
Well, we have two grandsons, 7 and 5. A couple of years ago, of course, they're a year younger, but I was trying to encourage the younger one by whatever he would do, I would say, attaboy, attaboy. I wanted him to be encouraged. Well, the older one kept hearing me say that. I said something to him, and he looked at me and said, Papa, could you say attaboy to me? Everybody wants to hear attaboy.
You know something? Think about this. When you're a fatherless kid, and from age 5 to 15, when I lived in total poverty with just my mother, moved all the time, I never once heard, way to go. Nice throw, nice catch. That's good, never heard it. So you might say there's an affirmation hole in your heart. Probably so. Yes, God's filling it. But you know something, the Spirit will speak to you, but sometimes you like the Spirit to speak to you through somebody that's flesh and blood. Please listen to me. God wants to pull you up so close that you hear Him say, I love you, you're good. But let me tell you something I found real exciting. And if you find this, if you experience this, it's going to be one of the most revolutionary things you'll ever experience. You know what I found? I am so anxious to hear His voice and to know what's on His heart that when I go to Him, honestly, it's like the Father's heart leaps toward me. Somebody wants to know what's on my heart. Really wants to hear my heart. Are you listening to me? God loves us and loves for us to want to hear His heart. Father, I pray for everyone listening, everyone in this studio, to desire to come to know Your heart. In Jesus' name. There's no question in my mind, Betty, that everyone watching, everyone in this studio, was in the presence of God. And I tell you what, over the next days and weeks, I believe you're going to find yourself in the family room, really getting to know the Father and begin to live amazed. One of the things that Betty and I discovered in our life, and that all of our viewers have discovered, that gives them so much joy, and that is, now think about what Jesus said in Acts. It's more blessed to give than receive. One of the things that Betty and I have enjoyed is focusing on blessing others. God looked for a family through whom He could bless the nations, the people of the world. And when we individually participate in blessing others who feel so overlooked, we have given God joy, and His joy is our strength. You're going to have an opportunity to totally change something for someone that feels overlooked, and you're going to experience that great joy. I know you're going to want to. This is a real key to living amazed. Watch prayerfully, but just know, you're going to be part of a miracle.
The world's youngest country is in crisis. South Sudan was formed in 2011 and has been mired in civil war and ethnic violence ever since. Hundreds of thousands of families were forced to flee their villages in search of safety. The usual crop harvest has been affected, and the resulting food shortage has left parents with very few options to feed their children. Parts of South Sudan are currently facing the UN's first declared famine since 2011, and it's only getting worse. In the coming months, nearly half of the country's population will be dependent on emergency food aid. For years, South Sudan's children have been living in the shadow of violence, and now the most vulnerable face another deadly challenge, starvation. They need our help, and they need it now.
See, there's one of our mission team members, Janice Meyer. She's actually been with our ministry since she was a teenage girl. And she's gone all over the world, putting the arms of Jesus around the suffering. And that precious little child that you can tell Janice is not only praying for and caring for, but she wants to see that child's life saved. And Betty, she can have deep concern, but unless the missionaries who share that concern have the resources, they can't change everything for that child.
James, it breaks my heart to see them in such danger in the first place. They're trying to escape from the enemy, and that mother had to leave behind four of her children. It just breaks my heart. But then she escapes with one, and they're trying to stay alive, and then they face another enemy, malnutrition for her precious children. We have to help them. We must help them. This is a need that we can take care of. So please join with us, and let's get the food to these children that so deserve a chance in life.
Well, you know, Betty, our viewers are watching, and I've just told you that over the next days and weeks, you're going to be so blessed to learn how to live amazed. But you know, when you look at that little child just would like to live. And that mother would like her child to live. The mother that doesn't know about the four children she had to leave, she's desperate. And you know, the only answer is the love of God through a yielded vessel, a person. But that person having the resources, not just compassion, but the ability to help. And that's what we give them. You become the miracle answer to that need and to their prayers, and support the missionaries. $30, $50, $100, 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. Take your bank card, go online, or call the number. Please do this. Please be a miracle blessing. You'll be blessed in doing that. That should give you joy just as it does God. You may want to be a sponsor of a school. You'll see the opportunities. Just very prayerfully respond. And we have some gifts to send you to help you grow spiritually, which is what the program does. We give you water and life, food, spiritual food to bless you. Thank you so much for sharing life. Please, please, go online or make that call. Use your bank card like a check.
In impoverished and even now famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face death by starvation. Life's Mission Feeding Program is ready. With your support, we're able to feed and care for children in famine areas of Sudan, as well as Angola and Mozambique. With all of our previous reserves gone and Mission Feeding facing the worst drought and food shortage in years, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider a special gift of $1,400 to help sponsor a school and help feed 140 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you My Daily Word devotional. This box set of 4 seasonal devotionals will help you read, reflect, and renew yourself through God's Word, with space to journal your thoughts and reflect each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll also receive Carrie Jobe's newest music project, The Garden, along with the Story Behind the Garden companion DVD. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, be sure to request Determined Eagle, our 2017 commemorative bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
Thank you so much for your help. I want to remind you that if you want to write a check, make it to Life, but would you call us and tell us what you're sending? Every gift is so important. We're going to be sending you the Daily Word devotional, seasonal devotional, beautiful music by Carrie Jobe. If you would like to have the book, Living Amazed, we're talking about that. And everyone can live amazed in the power of God's Spirit. If you'd like to have it and you say, James, we're sharing Life, would you share the book with me? We'd be more than happy to. So just ask for it. And Betty and I say thank you so much for watching. Tell your friends that we're going to be talking every day now about living amazed. Sheila Walsh, Dudley Hall, Betty, all of us together pouring life all over you for the glory of God and for your benefit.
Can I actually believe that God loves me as much as He loves the Son?
Dudley Hall, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.